welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's July 18th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always, with the man, Antoine Berger.
Hi, Paul.
It's been a while, you know.
Yeah, I heard you pose and I knew what was coming. you went soft.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to oversell you. Yeah.
No, right now, after 3 years, you don't want to oversell me.
Well, exactly, you know. It's not my fault you're overly modest. The true talent behind this.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you do all the work. I just do the editing.
That's a lot of work.
Only when Yom's on the show. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, less than a minute. Right, yeah. We can continue.
I love you, Yom. I love you. Apparently not as much as the guys over at This Death Clock Has 60 Minutes, but I still love you. All right, so let's see what we got this week for news. What has Antoine got for us this week? As always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up is Knight Models July releases. What do we got from Knight?
So we have a couple of new releases and some reboxing. So we'll skip the reboxing. But for the new releases, we have Batman Rebirth. So another new version of Batman.
Batman Variant 36.
Yeah, for the for both games. So for the DC game and the Batman miniature game. We also have a Gorilla Grodd crew. And Grodd. Grodd?
Yeah, that's two Ds. G-R-O-D-D.
It's two Ds? It's not two O's?
No, it's Gorilla Grodd. And the font is weird.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see it now. Gorilla Grodd. So, Gorilla Grodd crew and an extra blister for them with of a Gorilla Shaman. And lastly, in the real new releases, the Maroni Crime Family, which is another starter, crime starter for the Batman miniature game. Oh, and yeah, I missed one. Also, a militia set for Batman too. A blister of troopers.
As always,
heavily armored troopers.
Yeah, I was going to say 40K called, they want their stormtroopers back.
Or added to Arbites.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as always, excellent models from Knight. Nothing new there. Great studio paint jobs, really shows them off. I don't know. There's so many variants of Batman now, like of the character Batman. I know they all have slightly different stats and different specialties, but it just seems strange. I guess if you keep changing costumes, they'll keep making miniatures.
Mm. And it's the name of the game.
Yeah, I know. He's Batman after all, right? You know, he's the man. Alrighty. Up next, one of my favorites, Black Sun Miniatures. Hold on. I'm going to... Kanda the Cheetah Woman. We'll try that.
That's fine with me. So, this is... higher scale, 60 meter scale model of a cheetah woman, a savage cheetah woman. Pretty much naked, except some, I think, bracers and a headband.
that's right, because you got to keep your hair out of your eyes, but that headband won't do that. And bracers are always important.
Yeah. It's a nice model with a really active pose?
The dynamic pose. Yeah, the dynamic pose looks really, really cool. I'll be honest, this is not my style of model, but I can appreciate it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very natural-looking pose. Like, often you'll see people do dynamic poses, and they look way over the top weird. This looks like a running animal.
Yes.
In human form. So... I think it's pretty cool. And the way they've set up the model in the picture is nice, too.
Yeah.
You know, and as the quality of the sculpt, it's phenomenal. What do we got here? So it's 20 pounds. So for 60 millimeter, that seems very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what shipping will be to get here, but... it's actually right on the side here. 6 pounds.
So the shipping from Black Sun is pretty reasonable.
So 26 pounds all in.
And it's flat rate, so get more stuff.
It's North America, yeah. So that's and free world shipping on orders over 100 pounds. So that's really not that hard to hit.
Nope. Share a bus with a couple of other friends, and you might be good to go.
Yep. All right. Next up. I see Antoine's been at work here. Trolls Under the Bridge. Wandering Trolls.
So we go from a really big scale to a tiny one. So those are new trolls and for 10 millimeter scale. So for War Master and other smaller engagement, smaller size scale games. I really like those trolls. They've been out. They have not been out for a while, but they were teased for at least a month or two while they were painting them and preparing for the release. So I've seen them being worked on, and I really like the look of them.
Now, I realize that they're trolls, so they're going to be... They're big for 10 millimeter, right? Which is why they can actually sculpt these details on them. Because they are very well detailed for a 10 millimeter model.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I got a new... recently, I got a small Orc and Goblins like starting lot for War Master. And I'm missing trolls for them. So I think I found the trolls I'll be getting.
So what do you get here? You get 9 miniatures for 13 euros?
Yeah, that's enough for 3 stands, which is a unit.
Yeah, that... and 13 euros seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's about the price for a unit and 3... A unit blister for War Master, usually. So...
Yeah, so
I know some are cheaper, but for the quality of the sculpt,
yeah, it's still very reasonable for what it is.
I think it goes no question. With it.
Yeah. All right, next up, Cyborg Dwarf Nobleman bust.
So this is an extremely detailed sculpted piece, as Cyborg usually do. It's on a 90 millimeter scale. The scale, but it's 90 millimeter eye. And it's really just the head and the almost the neck.
Top of the torso, shoulders. Neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty sizable piece.
It is a very, very nicely detailed piece. You know, Cyborg does some really good stuff. He definitely has a certain style to him.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think this falls into. And if you like his stuff, I mean, there's no reason you wouldn't like this one as well.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we can recognize a Cyborg model for is all the filigree on the armors. That's always extruded. Like he's reverse printing them.
Yeah.
And on this model, it's not the case. It's really, everything is coated. You see, it's not like printed and sculpted in reverse. It's really different style of detail. Yep. We can still see it's a piece by him, but it's not the same we would see as smaller models. And I like the facial expression. You really got the stern and stoic look of the dwarf.
Absolutely. And actually, his facial expressions in general, if you look at some of his other busts and stuff, they're always like that. He's got very expressive faces. I wish he would do more busts. But he's too busy sculpting bear riders and stuff, so which I understand. So this comes in at 37.71 euro. So I guess that'd be probably around 55 Canadian? 50, 55?
Yeah, something around there.
So that's not for a 90 millimeter tall bust. That seems really, really well priced. Obviously, there's transport on top, but I think it's still a good deal. All right. You know, I was thinking about something the other day. I'm going to sidetrack this for a second. Is that we always have positive things to say in our news reviews about everything. But then it dawned on me that we cherry pick what we want to talk about. So obviously we're going to like everything we talk about.
Yep.
So not the most objective news show. Just throw that out there. But we don't pretend to be. So it's okay.
When I do the promotion for it, I always say that that's our selection of favorite news of the last weeks.
I know.
So it's sure it's positive. It's stuff we liked.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have time to lose on all the stuff I dislike. That's why I look so positive. We just don't mention everything I don't like.
That's right. That's right. And some weeks you like way, way too much.
No, some weeks there are just too many releases.
Yeah. Next up, Klukva Miniatures, Cyber Beauty on pre-order. Now we had a discussion about this model before the show. Because we can't exactly figure out why it's called Cyber Beauty.
Yeah, well, we can from the sculpting.
Yeah, we figured out eventually from the story or whatever.
The story, the model, the The piece is not copied, but inspired by a model that's an android in a computer game. So that's why she's called Saber Beauty. But looking at the model, you don't see the saber part.
I didn't realize there was a video game connection.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Do you know what the video game is?
Give me 1 second. I'll find out the name. It's coming from Nier Automata.
Okay.
I think it's released really recently. I don't know the game. I'm not well versed in video gaming, so.
So I mean, it's a girl, woman, with a katana and another sheathed sword of some kind, wearing high heels, blindfolded, and wearing like little lacy frilly top, running forward. It's a really hard to describe sculpt and do it justice. It is a really nicely detailed model. And it's a bit bigger too. It's a 660 mil, isn't it? 75 mil, 75 mil scale. Yeah. Again, super dynamic pose.
Yeah, I like the story behind it. I think the model was sculpted by the Gauthier Giroux, and it was not commissioned by Klovska. They just liked it so much that they bought the mini and got the right to reproduce it and sell it.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. So it's on pre-order right now, and it will be coming out mid-August.
Yeah, and what's nice is it is not an expensive model for its scale.
No.
35 euros for a 75 mil model. That is impressive. So good on them. That's going to be an amazing deal. And people who like anime-inspired models, because it's obviously maybe influenced by a video game, but that video game is obviously very heavily influenced by anime, because that style of model is totally anime.
Yeah.
It's worth checking out if that's one of your interests. All right. Next up, Limbo Miniatures, Order of the Rose.
This is a trio of female knight in not exactly historically accurate armors.
That's correct. Yeah. Because unless cleavage was your weapon of choice.
Yeah, no, it's not the case.
And the fact the armor has no, it's got shoulder pads, but no actual shoulder in the armor to attach to because it's a strapless armor, I guess you could say.
Yeah, stressless bra armor.
Well, it's like corset armor.
Yeah, corset armor. That's exactly it. So yeah. You get a trio of them. So one with a sword and shield, one with a two-handed sword, and the last one with a sword and a standard. And they come with some display bases that make like a triptych. Is it the name in English?
I'm not sure.
Like an art piece in three separate pieces.
Yeah. I noticed that the leg armor is actually metal chaps.
Oh, I just saw that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What can you say about metal chaps? Mm-hmm. Aside from I'm assuming there's cheeks on the backside of these models that we're not seeing.
Probably. I haven't seen a back version of them, so.
Yeah, there's no shot, so it's okay. We can just let our imaginations run wild.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, looking at this company, a lot of their stuff is kind of the Limbo Miniatures. A lot of it's like the sexy side of miniatures.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about good values in the previous model. This is also an excellent value. So this is 3 40-millimeter models and $38 US. All right. And last of the nod crowdfunding news, Cromlech has released the Green Baron.
This is my funny pick of the week. This is a single miniature, an orc in a 28-millimeter scale, I think 40K scale, of a pilot fighter for the orcs. Coming with this Sigar and pilot...
goggles?
Yeah. Goggles. No, not glasses, goggles.
And with he's got the aviator jacket. And, yeah.
I just like him.
It's pretty cool looking. A lot of nice details on the back, too, with the parachute and the scarf. And I'm not sure how much he is. Oh, he's not expensive either. 9 euros. So, $14? 14? Yeah, 4 by 14.
Yeah, something like that. For well, a like for a, fun mini?
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's not more.
Yeah, Cromic does a lot of for fun minis.
Yes.
He's also got like an aviator orc bust that I've ordered in the past that hopefully will come in someday. Ordered it through a local retailer.
Anyway. Oh.
Yeah, so Cromic makes great stuff. His orcs are always full of character. This is no exception. And I think it's an okay value for what it is. If you like orcs, check it out. Next up, Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And it's a relatively short list this week, four items. First up is Aches and Creations, Vikings, Great Hall Burning.
So this is a combined Kickstarter. Aches and are running the Kickstarter, but they are doing it after having teamed up with 2 Hour War Games, who did the rulebook, and Company D, who sculpted the miniatures. So it's a line of miniatures, terrains, and rules to play Vikings in the Viking Age. And you have scenario and campaign rules to accumulate fame and get your social standing better, get more men in your groups, everything. So it's made to be played over multiple games and also pretty historically accurate. They did research for the building and the scenarios and everything. So
yeah, it's like a campaign game. Okay.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one project too, because they have everything. They have the miniatures, they have a lot of terrain, because I guess in creation do mostly terrain by themselves. And mm-hmm. They got the rules too, so...
Yeah, they have a lot of terrain, and it looks pretty neat when they got it all together. They've got a couple shots of like a little village assembled.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty cool. The miniatures have kind of a classic look to them.
Yeah.
So if you're expecting a super modern, ultra detailed sculpts, this is not what you're going to find here. But I think it's a good value for what you get. I mean, the $100 pledge, was it a $300 value for $100 once mm-hmm. you factor in all the stretch goals they've unlocked?
Yeah.
So that's great. So good on them. They were looking for $4,000. They're currently at nearly $5,000. So it's fully funded. With 13 days left to go. So, unless something happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Monday, July 31st, 2017. Next up, Oathsworn Miniatures, Burrows and Badgers. Love that name. Sorry, I'm laughing at the name of the... it's Burrows and Badgers, Fur and Feathers, Anthro Miniatures.
So, we already mentioned Burrows and Badgers in the past.
Yeah.
So, Fur and Feathers is their new... Expansion is just a new additions to their the line.
The line, yeah.
This Kickstarter was extremely short, and it's already closed. However, they do offer late pledges until August. So I wanted to mention it because it ran for 5 days only in between our releases.
Wow, and they raised £17,000.
Yep.
With 313 backers. I didn't even hear about this.
No. It's only run 5 days.
Yeah. I often wonder why people do that. I can understand running shorter Kickstarters.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 days short? Seems exceptionally short, right?
Yeah.
Like, would a whole week have really changed anything? Or 10 days? Like, I don't know. Strange.
Who knows?
No, different business strategy, I guess.
Yeah.
But so you say they're going to allow late pledges, essentially, which is good.
Yep. Yeah, they are open through PayPal until August 31st. To do that, we are linking to the Kickstarter page. And just under the video at the top, there is a big banner that says Miss the Project, click here, and it will explain how to lay pledge.
Cool.
And what you get in this is a bunch of new miniatures for the line. So as you said, they are anthropomorphical minimal. One of the things that's different with Burrows and Badgers is they have not standardized the size. So mice are really small, like 15-meter creatures, and some rabbit are 40 to 50 miniature size. Foxes are big too. So you get a big difference in sizes for your animals.
Mice are 20 millimeters. Moles are 25. Hedgehogs, 33 millimeter. That's kind of funny.
Yep.
The ferret is 34 millimeters. Slasher McTavish, the ferret.
They got a crow at 46 millimeter. Or a raven, not a crow. But...
That's interesting. Yeah. I'd love to see a bunch of these models like in person.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get an idea how it all works.
Yeah. One of the things I really like, it's not a miniature, but it's a terrain piece. They have a mice home. A mouse house. Yeah, at the end of the shed. I really liked it.
That is cute. I approve. All right. So worth checking out if you like the anthropomorphic miniatures. Next up, Oz Clay Creations, the Frost Collection, Scattered Terrain for the Frozen City.
By Frozen City, yeah, it's Frostgrave. So this is not complicated. It's a project with a bunch of different pieces for your Frostgrave table or any type of fantasy setting in the north.
Yeah, your Game of Thrones table. Your it's coming.
Yeah.
You got some magical portals, you got wells and pits and like all kinds of stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like a lot of their stuff. The strange stairways that lead to nowhere. I guess you can put those up to next to a ruin or something. They got some very, very neat stuff. Now, the only thing I can say is it's a pretty hefty Kickstarter looking for $20,000.
That's true. Frostgrave
Terrain. Yeah. But I guess it's doing well because it just started. Mm-hmm. It's 29 days, so it probably started yesterday. And they've already got about $5,500. So they're a little over a quarter of the way there with 29 days left to go. And I think the terrain looks like it's detailed enough. I mean, most of it's just brick building ruins and you know, staircases and stuff. But there's only so much you can do with that in terms of sculpting.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty nice. And they've got a couple painted up examples. All right. So assuming they hit their goal, this project will be completely funded on Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. And next up, we've got a blast from the past. Everything old is new again. TT Combat, Carnivale, the miniature game.
Yeah, so Carnivale was done by another company. The company went bankrupt. TT Combat bought both of their games, the other being Home Raider.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not realize that Carnivale was done with the same people that did Home Raiders.
Yes, it is. And TT Combat bought both. They bought the whole company with probably the casting equipment and everything. Or maybe just the licenses. I don't know. However, they bought both. And Carnivale, they have been working on it. And they have come out with a new set of rules, revised and everything. So it's a second edition. The second edition is not mentioned on the page, but it's what you get. And they are also adding a two-player starter set to make it easier to get into the game. Comes with 15 miniatures, come with card building, tiles, dice, template, everything you need.
Yeah, it's definitely a whole game in a box. I really like the cardstock buildings and the game tiles to play on. Mm-hmm. Because one of the problems with Carnivale is it's not easy to find.
Yeah, it's, you know, Venetian terrain.
Yeah.
Is not common.
You know, it made it difficult. So I like the idea that you've got all that in the box. And the miniatures in the box are resin, so
yes,
they should be nicely detailed.
Yeah, judging from the previous miniature for Carnivale, the miniatures were incredibly accurate, detailed. Really nice one.
Yeah, they look pretty cool. And of course, you know, the game was pretty well fleshed out. I'm not sure what happened to it, if they just weren't selling enough or because it kind of they actually at one point pulled it off the market, the original company, and then they relaunched it.
Yeah.
And then they closed shop.
They did they had other venture. They did a miniature game for a cartoon that's popular in Italy, I think, and I think the cash flow problem started with that.
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
Often the case with, I mean, miniature companies are, even big miniature companies are small companies on the global scale, right? So it doesn't take much for things to go wrong. All right. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of interest in this Kickstarter. Their goal was 30,000 British pounds. They're at 26,297 pounds with 17 days left to go. So they're right on the verge of being funded.
Yeah.
I would say it looks good, but you never know with Kickstarter. So if they do hit their goal, though, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Friday, August 4th, 2017. And that, as they say, sir, is that for this week.
Yes, it is.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you come up with next week, buddy.
Me too. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast, a podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.